Those images are deeply disturbing and horrifying, Dimitri, and they are, for my staff, particularly our Black staff, a reminder of images of people going after fugitive slaves. And so this is deeply troubling that this is happening in our country in 2021.
The Biden administration is insisting it is a sharp contrast with what came before the Trump White House on its approach to migrants, people on the move. From what you see, is that the case?
What's happening at the border right now, particularly with respect to how Haitian migrants, Black migrants are being treated, it leaves great doubt that that is in fact what the Biden administration's immigration agenda was. President Biden was elected with his vision of building a 21st century immigration system, one that recognizes that immigrants are a strength to our nation and that centers the dignity and humanity of immigrants. This is not what we are seeing at the border at this time at all.
I know you've heard the Homeland Security Secretary say he's horrified by the images. The vice president said the same. Do you expect some significant changes now at Del Rio and elsewhere?
I would absolutely expect nothing less than major changes, given Secretary Mayorkas' comments and his vision. I do believe that he shares a vision as well for a more humanitarian and orderly immigration system, but that is not, in fact, what the administration is currently putting in place.
They're flying people out of there. From what I've been reading and seeing, tens of thousands more people are headed that way. So it doesn't seem to be a workable solution.
No, this is a failed deterrence strategy. You cannot send people back to a house that is burning. People will continue jumping out of windows and running out of the front door, out of the back door. And so what is happening at our border requires a humanitarian response. We urge the Biden administration, we urge Secretary Mayorkas to stop the flights to Haiti. Stop deporting people back to a country that has just experienced a devastating earthquake, that has just experienced a political assassination on their president, in addition to pre-existing poverty and inequality and climate disasters. And so this is not the time for the United States to be deporting Black migrants back to Haiti, to a horrific situation back home either.
Beyond stopping the flights, what can be done immediately to start to fix this?
Well, the administration should double down on their original vision of creating a 21st century immigration system and restoring asylum, which is a legal right that people have to apply for asylum at our borders. The previous administration decimated our asylum and refugee system, and the Biden administration pledged to restore civil rights, to restore due process to our immigration system. We urge them to go back to that original vision.
You touched upon this already. The crisis is not just in Haiti with the earthquake and the presidential assassination, not just in Cuba with those violent crackdowns, not just repression in Nicaragua. With all of that, is the administration simply overwhelmed?
You know, what's happening at the border is reflective of a broader global humanitarian crisis that includes the pandemic, climate crises. Frankly, it's also about the results of American foreign policy and even to some extent our own failed domestic policies. And so the Biden administration, yes, absolutely has a very difficult task at hand, particularly because of how the previous administration decimated and gutted our federal government and chipped away at our democracy. That said, the Biden administration and Vice President Harris have a duty to rise to this moment and create a system. They have talked about going back and looking at root causes of migration. We need to have an immigration system for the 21st century, one that ensures that people have the freedom to stay in their home country. And that requires us to work with other governments, looking at both our economic and foreign policy, investments in education and employment, and ensuring that we're addressing the climate crisis, which is a major force, one of the major drivers of migration.
As we began the week, we learned that the U.S. Senate parliamentarian announced that a Democratic plan to have a path to citizenship for millions of immigrants, including Dreamers, should not be included in that proposed $3.5 trillion human infrastructure plan. So what now on that front?
Yeah, we are deeply disappointed with the Senate parliamentarians' ruling. Voters rejected the divisive and anti-immigrant agenda of the last administration and gave Democrats unified control in Washington. We expect that our elected leaders make good on their promises to continue that fight for a pathway to citizenship. We're also encouraged by Senate Democratic leadership that has already been exploring every mechanism available to deliver that pathway to citizenship, and we look forward to continuing to partner with them. We see this ruling as disappointing, but it's the beginning of a process.
Everybody who's been involved in this for years and decades, why has this problem vexed presidents of both parties and at times very capable and imaginative members of Congress over the years and the decades?
Oh, that's the $64 million question, Dimitri. Yeah, we at the National Immigration Law Center have also been advocating for immigration reform, for the DREAM Act for over 20 years. And you know, the thing is that immigration has historically been a bipartisan issue, but it's also been over 35 years since Congress passed any major immigration reform legislation. We really see this bill in the Senate right now as in the reconciliation package as our last real chance to enact reform in this Congress, and we have to find a way to get it done. Democrats have a governing trifecta. They will be evaluated on their results, not just the good intentions. And, you know, we believe that by doing so, by putting people on a path to citizenship, we're talking about our family members, our community members, people we go to school with, people we go to work with, the very essential workers that have helped our country stay afloat during the pandemic, who finally need to be recognized, right? Those essential workers who we have been applauding, they should be recognized under the law and provided a possibility of becoming a U.S. citizen in the future. And so we think this is the time to do it. Americans overwhelmingly are supporting immigrants in a path to citizenship. At about 70% of voters are in support of this. This is the highest level of support for immigration reform since Gallup started taking stock of those numbers since 1965. So we think that we are both on the right side of history. This is the political and moral thing to do, and it's the economically beneficial thing to do, which is why it belongs in the reconciliation package.